很高兴今天又听到我们诗班在献诗。
I was really happy to be able to hear the sing of our choir this morning.
好几次都没听到。
I haven't heard our choir for quite some time.
发现诗班里头，姊妹们越来越少了。
I realize that the sisters, the members of the choir, seems to be dwindling in numbers.
你们歌和很好的姊妹们为什么不参加诗班
And if you enjoy singing as a sister, why don't you join the choir?
哎，我们诗班的这个质地是很好的啊，但是我相信在听众里头一定也有很好的啊这个声音，希望你能够参加。
The quality of our choir is really good.Really high, but I'm sure among those that are here worshiping also has some good voice that which you can offer to serve God.
不必要等到过年的时候再参加。
You do not need to wait until the turn of the year before you join the choir.
我已经讲过两次啊，神儿女该有的行为。
I've already mentioned it through two sermons, the proper conduct of God's children.
那么今天应该是第三次。
So today will be the third time I have a talk on this topic.
那么上一次啊，我特别讲到这个妇女运动的事情。
And last time I talked about the feminist movement.
那我觉得这个的确是今天社会的一个很大的问题。
And I feel that is one of the causes of the chaos in today's society.
他们不喜欢大男人主义。
They do not want a world where the male chauvin, it's very male chauvinistic.
但是他们并不觉得大女人主义有什么不好。
But they themselves don't think that being a female chauvinist is any wrong.
讲老实话，自从妇女运动之后，这个社会是更加的不安定。
To be truthful, ever since the beginning of the feminist movement, the society has become more chaotic.
讲老实话，你去看历史，什么时候有革命，什么时候就有问题。
And if you look throughout history, whenever there's a revolution or whenever there seems to be major movements, there are problems within the stability of society.
所以我上次停留在这个一件事情上，就是这个问题怎么样子能够解决。
So last time I ended on talking about how can we stop this movement.
因为我上次讲男女之间彼此争权是从亚当夏娃的时候就开始。
The struggle for power has been in existence since the time of Adam and Eve.
那么现在这个问题到底有什么解决的方法？
So is there a solution to this problem?
我觉得唯一解决的方法就是要回到神起初的设计。
And I believe that the only way to solve this problem is to revert back to God's original plan.
弟兄姊妹，我越来越相信人没有办法解决他的问题。
The more I think about it, the more I believe that men cannot solve their own problems.
人只能够制造问题。
Man can create problems.
人不能够解决问题。
But cannot solve problems.
解决问题必须要回到神的设计里头。
The only way to solve a problem is to revert back to God's original plan and design.
也许在下面有人讲，当然了，你是传道的，你不这么讲，讲什么？
Some people in the audience might say that, of course, you're a minister of God. If you don't...Preach this, then what are you going to say?
弟兄姊妹，我这个人是很留心啊，这个事局的。
I am a person that is very sensitive to what is going on in society today.
而且我这个人很喜欢来观察问题。
And I enjoy observing problems, situations.
我也常常想到怎么样子解决问题。
And oftentimes I think about how to solve problems.
我越来越觉得人的方法没用。
The more I think about it, the more I came to realize that man's solution is useless.
基本上人的问题 是出出一个叫做罪性。
And I believe that all men's problem comes from the from this word sin.
大男人主义，因为男人自私。
Male chauvinist is because a man himself is selfish.
男人想统治女人。
The man wants to have control over a female.
反过来，大女人主义是同样的。
But when we look at the opposite, the feminist movement is of the same.
这是我们总是呼口号，讲对方不好。
Well, we often proclaim the slogan saying that the other sex is wrong.
社会上如此，家庭也是一样。
It is the same in society as it is at home.
可是弟兄姊妹们，假如你是已经结婚多年的，你应该了解这一点。
However, if you have been married for a while, you realize you come to this conclusion.
丈夫跟妻子争谁做头的，这个家绝对不可能平静。
If a husband and wife is trying to struggle to find who is the head of the household, there is not going to have, they are not going to find peace within their household.
一直等到有一天，丈夫跟妻子都承认，你也不要做头，我也不要做头。
It only comes, peace only comes the day when both the husband and the wife decide that we are not going to be heads.
我们要让那个真正是头的来做头。
We're going to allow the true head to be the head.
那个就是耶稣。
And that true head is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么在我们当中有不信神的人，那我们没有耶稣的怎么办？
And among us, there might be non-believers, and you might say, for those of us that without Jesus, what are we to do?
答案很简单。
Very simple.
早早信耶稣。
Believe in Jesus.
你信了耶稣，耶稣在你家里做头，什么问题都没有了。
Because if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you can invite Jesus to be the head of your household.
我跟我太太两个人，她今天不在这里，我可以自由的讲。
My wife and I, since she is not here today, I have this freedom to speak.
我们两个人争了一辈子，谁做头？
We've been fighting all our lives in terms of who was going to be the head of this house.
因为我们两个人都很强。
Because both of us have very strong personalities.
我们两个人都觉得自己是对的。
And we always both feel that we are always right.
所以几十年来一直在你争我斗。
So throughout the decades, we've been fighting.
那最后我们大家都看出来了，争斗不可能有好结果的。
And at the end, we both came to the realization that through this fighting, there's not going to be a good result.
最后我们都同意，只有服在神的权柄之下。
Finally, we only realized, we came to the conclusion that we need to submit ourselves before God.
神的对家庭的设计就是在家里头男人做主。
God's design for the family is that the man is the head.
爱妻子。
They are to love their wives.
妻子顺服她的丈夫。
And the wife is to submit herself to the husband.
那姊妹这一看说，哎呦，这不是大男人主义吗？
And as a female, a sister, you might look at it and say, isn't this male chauvinistic? Isn't...
那弟兄姊妹，在我家里头，我做主。
And my dear brother and sister, at home, I am the head.
很多主意都是师母的。
But she gives a lot of opinions.
所以她不做主没问题。
And though it's okay though she's not the head.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到没有，不是谁做主。
So dear brother and sister, you can see it's not who is the head.
谁掌权。这个才是真的。
But rather, who is in control of this family? That is the most important thing.
我很坦白地承认，我们家里头太太的权比我大。
And to be honestly, at home, my wife holds more power than me.
所有的账都在她手上。
She takes care of all the finances.
我觉得很好啊。
And I think it's great.
这是真舒服。
Because it's very relaxing.
我不需要去担心啊，这个月有没有饭吃。
I don't have to worry this month whether or not there's going to be food on the table.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到没有？神的设计总是好的。
So dear brothers and sisters, don't you realize that God's plan, God's design is the best?
神对家庭有一个规模在那个地方。
God has this perfect blueprint for the family.
神告诉我们，你们彼此之间要怎么样子协调，怎么样子去生活在一起。
So God tells us how we are to interact with one another.
所以 我跟师母我们两个人经过了这么多年的挣扎，最后终于大家都顺服下来了。
So Mrs. Xu, throughout with me, throughout the, all these years of struggling and fighting, we have settled down.
他出主意，我做头。
He chooses, she gives the opinions and she gives her advices and I am the head.
你看在人前，他不太讲话的。
Before men, she doesn't talk that much.
那不表示他没有主意。
But it doesn't mean that she doesn't have her thoughts.
他的主意，我不同意，我也不讲的。
If I don't agree with her opinions or agree with her thoughts, I don't share that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神这个巧妙的设计。
So you can see this delicate design by God.
你什么时候按照神的设计来生活，什么时候就会有平安，有秩序。
When we submit ourselves to God's original design or original plan, that is when we can experience God's peace.
家庭如此。教会也是如此。
Not only is it hold true in the family, but it also holds true within the church.
教会主耶稣基督必须要做头。
Within the church, Jesus needs to be the head.
大家都要服在主耶稣基督的权柄之下。
Every one of us needs to submit ourselves before the authority of Jesus Christ.
一个人的头衔一点意义都没有。
The title of a person is not important within the church.
不只是表示你要做这一份工作。
All that means is that you are required to fulfill this, the requirements of this position.
一切的设计都是神的。
All things are designed by God.
你什么时候按照神的方法来做，什么时候就能够有平安、稳妥、喜乐。
Whenever we are able to submit ourselves to God's design, then we will be able to experience peace and stability.
我们没有时间，你们去看这些这个经文都是很熟悉的。哥林多前书11章第7到第10节。
And here are some of the verses that we do not have time today to look at, but we ask that you go back and you will review it yourself. The first one is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7 through verse 10.
这是讲到在教会里头，男人做头，女人蒙头。
And in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7 through verse 10, it talks about that the man is to be head within the church, and the woman is to put a veil over their head.
那就是讲到姊妹们不是在教会里头什么事情都做主的。
What it's saying is that the woman is not to, the sister is not to be in control of the church.
但是并不表示在教会里的姊妹们没有权柄。
But doesn't mean that sisters do not have power within the church.
我们这个教会很多姊妹她们都很能干的。
Within this church, a lot of our sisters are very capable.
她们做很多的主。
They make a lot of decisions.
一个在上面负责教会侍奉的人，假如不能够分辨这个人他是这个有主见的，他是这个走在主的旨意当中，因此而顺服他的，这个带领的人就不够资格做带领。
If a leader within the church cannot separate, cannot be discerned in terms of who has the capability, who is willing to follow God's will, and who is obeying God's will, then this person should not be a leader.
因此上，一个在教会里头做带领的人，不是这个教会的头。
So the leader of a church is not actually the head of the church.
他不能够做一切的决定。
They cannot make all the decisions.
他要遵照教会里头所有按照神的心意侍奉的人的主意。
What they have to do, the leaders of this church, is that they have to listen and follow the brothers and sisters within the church who obey God's will.
所以归根结底，权柄在神。
So when we look at the very beginning, it all comes from God.
因为权柄在神，我们大家顺服神，所以这个教会就有条有理，一点问题都没有。
Because the authority is from God, so as we submit ourselves before God and follow God's way, then we will be able to find order within the church.
一个国家也是一样的。
And it is the same for a country.
所以我记得我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，从前我是坚决相信民主政治。
And I shared with brothers and sisters before, I believed in democracy before.
我今天还是相信。
Today I still believe in democracy.
但是我今天对民主政治的看法跟从前不同。
But my viewpoint about what democracy is has changed.
从前我以为一个民主政治的国家一定是个政治清明，一切都是有条有理的这么一个国家。
Before, I believed that a truly democratic country is a country that is with order.
我觉得这种看法太幼稚。
I think my thoughts back then was too naive.
因为人不能够治理自己的。Because
men cannot control themselves.
你可以定下许许多多的法律来。You
can set all these rules and regulations.
人就知道怎么样子。 不尊重这些法律。
Men will find a way to break these rules.
人的问题永远在找法律的漏洞。
Men's problem is that we are always seeking loopholes.
美国一个很大的问题就是律师太多。
One of the biggest problems with America is that there's too many lawyers.
在我们当中有做律师的，你原谅我。
And I know there are lawyers among us, and I ask for your forgiveness.
这个国家一个很大的问题就是律师太多。
One of the problems with this country is that there are too many lawyers.
大部分的律师都是为钱做律师的。
Most lawyers do it because it's a career that can have financial benefits.
讲老实话，一个没有问题的人，他找律师干什么？
The question is this: if you don't have any problems, why would you need a lawyer?
他要找律师。 就是要你替他出坏主意。
And they're looking for advice from lawyers.
因此上，律师们一脑子都是坏主意。
So they're always looking for methods, trickery. And so therefore, the lawyers are always thinking of these methods.
真的，我假如是无罪的话，我找律师干什么？
If I am truly without any wrongdoings, why do I need a lawyer?
就是因为。 坏主意的人太多了，他当然就直接去找坏主意的律师了。Because
there are so many bad methods out there that might convict me, so therefore I need to find a lawyer to protect me.
因此，他这个国家名义上是法治，其实不是一个真正的法治。So
though we say that this country is based on has a legal system, but really there is no legal system. The legal system is wrong, it's corrupted.
因此上，所谓民主政治。 政治是一个幌子。So
democracy itself is a lie.
是无法来真正的控制一个国家的百姓的。It
is not a method in which to control the members of this country.
一个真正有自由的一个国家是民主加上神权。A
country with true freedom consists of democracy and God's sovereignty.
什么时候神在一个人群里头有这个权柄，什么时候这个人群就是一个平安稳妥的一群。When
God is sovereign among a group of people, that is when that group of people will experience peace.
你把大陆今天通通变成民主。
You can change China into a democratic country today.
你以为大陆就从此以后就喜乐和平了吗？
Do you believe that peace and a harmony will overcome this country?
一直要等到百姓们都遵从这位真神。
It will only occur when all the people within this country starts obeying the true living God.
然后这个国家才有真正的
Then this country will have true freedom, true equality.
学政治的人都喜欢讲乌托邦。
Political utopia. Political science majors, they like to talk about utopia.
弟兄姊妹，乌托邦不存在的。
Utopia does not exist.
乌托邦是个幻想，是个理想。
Utopia is a dream.
只有神在掌权的一个国家，是真正的接近人所向往的乌托邦。Only
a country where God is sovereign will we be able to experience something like utopia.
那也许有人就讲哦，那照这样讲起来， 这个回教徒的国家不是也很好吗？
Well, some people might say, what about these Islamic countries or Muslim countries?
哎，我们不能不承认，你像伊朗，你像这个沙特阿拉伯，他们的这个这国情很稳定的。
Well, we cannot deny the fact if you look at Iran, you look at Saudi Arabia, there's actually a lot of harmony or stability within the country.
因为大家都在敬拜阿拉。
Because every one of them is worshiping the Allah.
但是很不幸的一件事情，就是阿拉不是真神。
However, it's unfortunate that Allah is not the true God.
在我们当中，假如你有信回教的，你原谅我，你不相信，我们等一下再讨论讨论。
And if anyone among us is an Islamic believer or Muslim, I ask for forgiveness and we can talk about this afterwards.
伊朗、沙特阿拉伯是很这个平稳的，没有什么这个混乱。
There's a lot of stability within the countries of Iran and Saudi Arabia.
但是你能够讲在那些国家里的有人权是真正的自由民主吗？
But can you truly say that there is true freedom within this country, for the people within this country?
只有亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当耶和华这位真神统治一个国家的时候，这个国家才有真正的民主、自由、大同。
Only when Jehovah becomes the king or is sovereign within a country, will that country, will the members of that country be able to experience true peace and stability.
所以在圣经里头，诗篇里头讲，以耶和华为神的那个国是有福的。
That's why in the book of Psalms, Psalmist writes that only where Jehovah is the king of the country will that nation be blessed.
所以我现在我坚决地相信，回到神的真神的这计划里头去，一切的问题都会解决。
And that is why I truly believe that only by reverting back to God's original design will we be able to experience peace.
那个有真正的民主自由。
Then we will have true freedom, true democracy.
除此以外都是梦想。
Or else everything else is a dream.
不可能。
It's not possible.
因为人性是坏的。
Because the human nature itself is bad.
没有一个人不自私的。
Every one of us is selfish.
总是想到自己的好处。
We are always thinking about how we can benefit.
有几个人愿意牺牲自己为了他人的。
How many of us are willing to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of others?
所以难怪今天世界上没有一片安静处。
And that is why there is not a piece of land in this world today that is peaceful.
讲得很坦白，我在最近这一两年，我常常想，什么地方我去住最好。
And to be honest, I've been thinking the past few years, like where would it be the best place for me to live?
当然每次师母都讲我，她说你这个侍奉神的人还想这些干什么？
And Mrs. Xu always says to me that you're a person that serves God. Why are you always thinking about this?
我讲，我可以做梦啊。
And my response is, I think, I believe I can dream. I'm allowed to dream.
所以我在看看这个世界上有哪一个地方我想去住。
So is there any place in this world that I would like to live in?
没有一个地方是干净的。
There's not a place that has a clean land.
所以真正唯一我们要去住的是神掌权的地方。
The only place that is desirable is where God is in control.
因此上一个国家要回到神的计划里。
And that is why a country needs to go back to God, revert back to God's original plan.
一个家庭要回到神的计划里头。
The family needs to revert back to God's design.
这是唯一我们真正的能够享受到平等自由的。
This is the only way we will be able to experience equality and freedom.
那么我们现在再往下面看，看这个提多书第二章第几节啊？第四五节。
So we're continuing by studying Titus chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 5.
在第四节的后面， 这些老姊妹们就去指教少年的妇人。
So in the end of verse 4, it says that these older women are to continue to encourage and to teach these young women.
我上次讲到，这个是老姊妹人，年老的姊妹的人，他们在教会里头最主要的一个贡献。
And I mentioned last time that this is the greatest ministry in which the church, the older women within the church can serve the church.
因为他们应该有很多的经历。
Because they should have experienced quite a bit.
那么他们应该要去教导少年的妇人什么事呢？
So what is it that these older women are to teach the younger woman?
这里讲到了第四节里的讲到了两件事。
In verse 4 talks about two things.
爱丈夫，爱儿女。
Love their husbands, love their children.
你说这不是这个讲的一些这个不必要的这些话吗？
Isn't this kind of like unnecessary to make this such a clear statement?
弟兄姊妹，我们要了解这个地方的爱是什么意思。
But dear brother and sister, we need to understand what love means.
我们要去爱丈夫。不是一种情欲里头的爱，乃是像神那样子的爱。
To love a husband is not a erotic love or emotional love, but rather it is the way that God loves us.
你去爱丈夫要怎么爱法？
How is it that you are to love a husband?
你觉得你丈夫不可爱的时候，你要去爱他。
When your husband looks unlovable or seems unlovable, you need to continue to love him.
在你不想爱他的时候，你要去爱他。
When you do not want to love him, you need to continue to love him.
当你发现你的丈夫其实并不爱你，
or when you find that your husband doesn't love you,
在这种情况之下，你要去爱他。
But in this situation, you still need to continue to love your husband.
这个是此地所说的爱丈夫。
And that is what it says here.In terms of love thy husband, love their husband.
假如你的丈夫这个长得这个英俊潇洒，又是这个很会赚钱什么话都听你当然你不需要叫这个少年妇人去爱他。
Of course, if your husband is extremely handsome, extremely successful, you probably don't need somebody to teach you how to love your husband.
对不对？很自然这个太太就会去爱丈夫嘛。
Very naturally, this wife will love the husband.
但是这里所讲的，你要去爱丈夫，是讲到你这个丈夫现在根本就不可爱。
But here it says to love your husband is saying that to love a husband that seems to be unlovable.
但是你要去爱他。
But you need to continue to love him.
当你不想去爱他的时候，你更要去爱他。
When you don't feel like loving him, that is the time when you need to love him more.
因此有的时候我们觉得神呢不太讲理。
Sometimes we think that God is very unreasonable.
其实不是神不讲理，乃是你太傲慢不逊。
It's not that God is unreasonable, but rather it is us that are too prideful, too arrogant.
神讲的话你不服。
We are not willing to obey God's teaching.
你总是要跟神去讲理。
You always want to hold a debate with God.
假如你是个真正的有过了这种生命的经历的话，你就会发现你什么时候跟神去讲理的时候，什么时候是你最不安稳的时候。
Have you ever truly experienced God, you probably realize this one thing is whenever you are debating or arguing with God, it's probably when there's the most turmoil within your life.
一个人最平安喜乐的时候是完全伏在神的权柄之下的时候。
A person that is in the most peaceful state is when they are submitting themselves completely before God.
所以你要爱不可爱的。
So you are to love the unlovable.
爱你不想去爱的。
Love the one that you do not want to love.
爱那些你觉得根本就不爱你的那个丈夫。
To love the husband that doesn't seem to love you.
你说是可能吗？
And you might ask this question, is it possible?
当然不可能。
Of course it's not possible.
那为什么 圣经还要你做。
But why is it that the scripture still requires that of us?
因为圣经总是告诉我们一件事。
Because scripture teaches us this one thing.
你不可能，并不证明神也不可能。
Just because you are incapable of doing that doesn't mean that God is incapable.
你若是顺服神，神就会让不可能的变成可能。
If you are willing to submit to God, God can make the impossible possible.
请你们记得这几句话。
Please remember this.
神要你做，你做不到的。
If God asks you to do something and you're not capable of doing it,
你要相信靠神就可以做到。
But you have to believe that with God, all things are possible.
这是一种牺牲无我的一个爱。
This is a sacrificial, selfless love.
也是基督的爱。
And this is the love of Christ.
第二，要爱儿女。
Second, to love your children.
那这个是父母的天性，还需要去教吗？
And this is something very natural for parents. Do we still need to teach that?
父母爱儿女，圣经再三的提醒我们，要按照他的方法来爱。
But throughout scripture, when they talk about loving children, the scripture teaches us that we are to love our children according to the way scripture instructs us to love them.
如今大部分的父母只注重儿女身体上面的需要。
Most parents only worry about the physical needs of a child.
所以在今天美国小孩子一个很大的问题就是长得太肥胖。
And that is why youth, obesity within youth is a big problem.
那为什么？很简单，父亲母亲拼命要他吃嘛。
The reason behind is very simple. Parents are always trying to feed their children.
他不想吃，还是要他吃。
And even if the child doesn't want to eat anymore, you still force them to eat more.
那你不喜欢吃这个，那我给你另外你喜欢的。
If you don't want to eat this, fine, I'll find something that you'd like to eat.
所以大部分的父母都是注意这一类的事情。
Most parents are very concerned about the physical well-being of the child.
他们有些轻看，甚至于完全不去顾及到他们属灵的事情。
And very few, or a lot of them, actually ignore their spiritual well-being.
在我们当中，很多做父母的，你问问自己，你有多少时候关心你的孩子不爱主？
As parents among us, honestly ask your question, do you ask this question, how often are you concerned about your child not loving God?
有几个父母真正的相信他的儿女虽然小，但是要早早的信主。
How many parents among us truly believe that though our children are still small, but they need to know God as soon as possible?
弟兄姊妹，不要相信今天世界上的那些这个心理学家，一个小孩子很小就知道什么是救恩。
Do not trust the psychologist of today's world, in today's society, because children, even at a young age, can know what salvation is.
你的儿子、你的女儿不需要进了中学才知道什么是福音。
A child does not need to enter middle school before they can understand what the gospel is.
从前，我们在这个 North Carolina 的时候碰到一个美国的姊妹。
Back in, when I was, in North Carolina, I came across a sister.
那个时候，这位姊妹，她是单身的，已经六十几岁。
She was a single, sister. She was in her 60s.
她跟我们讲，她说，我清楚的记得，我是四岁的时候，在我妈妈的膝头上接受主的。
And she said very clearly, I still remember that at the age of four, I became a Christian on my mother's lap.
我们中间做妈妈的，你们有几个相信啊？
How many moms among us believe that?
Oh, 四岁懂什么？
At the age of four, what do they understand?
这个姊妹她叫 Mary.
And the sister, her name was Mary.
她说四岁的有一天晚上她坐在她妈妈的膝头上。
One night, she says, at the age of four, she was sitting on her mom's lap.
她妈妈把天上的星星月亮指点给她看。
And her mother was pointing to the stars and the moon in the sky.
告诉她是谁造了这些星星跟月亮这些的。
And the mother told Mary, who was the creator of the stars and the moon?
然后就话题转到主耶稣基督为什么要到世上来这个拯救罪人。
And then she slowly came into the topic about why Jesus had to come into this world for the purpose of saving sinners.
她说当她听到 Jesus 为了她死在十字架上的时候Mary 说我的眼泪不断地流。
And so when Mary recalled that when she heard that Jesus died on the cross for her sins, she remembered starting to shed tears.
弟兄姊妹们，当你的孩子知道 Batman 的时候，他就可以知道主耶稣基督为什么到世上来。
If your child can know of the existence of Batman, at that age,they should already know or are capable of knowing why Jesus came to this world.
我们都盼望我们小孩子知道什么叫 Superman, 什么叫 Batman, 什么叫什么 Spider-Man, 这个 man, 那个 man.
We introduce our children to a lot of superheroes while they're young, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman.
弟兄姊妹千万记得你的孩子四五岁就绝对能够了解什么是主耶稣基督的救恩。
But trust me when I say this, is that at the age of 4 or 5, your child is old enough to comprehend what is the salvation that comes from Jesus.
多多的关心你儿女的信仰。
You need to care about their spiritual well-being.
胖几磅，瘦几磅，一点问题都没有。
If they're a little heavy on the heavy side or they're a little light, it's okay.
没有主耶稣，这是他一辈子的损失。
But without Jesus, they will lack something.
他假如是个真正的从小就认识主的，他一定是一个很听话的孩子。
A child that knows Jesus at the young age will be a child that is obedient.
我记得从前有一个啊，这个 Campus Crusade 一个人，他讲到他这个孩子的事情。
And I remember a speaker from Campus Crusade sharing about his child.
啊，因为 Campus Crusade 他们用那个四灵律，就讲到主耶稣基督在我心里的做宝座。
Because the Campus Crusaders, they use this pamphlet called the Four Spiritual Laws, and in there, there's a picture in terms of there's a chair inside the house and Jesus Christ coming into the sitting on the chair.
所以他在家里面啊，跟小孩子他们一起吃饭的时候，他就问他的这个儿子女儿 ，Where is Jesus now?
And so when they were having dinner at home, and they were asking.The children, 耶稣在哪里？
一听了这个话，小孩子马上坐得规规矩矩的。
And the minute that the children heard the statement, they sat up properly.
Jesus is here.
他们就说，耶稣在我心里。
当他们调皮捣蛋的时候
，And when they're mischievous, when they're not behaving,
他就问他的那个调皮捣蛋的 ，Where is Jesus now?
And they'll ask the same question to their children, 耶稣在哪里？
一问这个小孩子马上 Jesus 现在在外面。
And the child will respond that Jesus is outside.
那你要不要 Jesus 到你心里来呢？
But do you want Jesus into your heart?
啊，我要。
Yes, I do.
你现在就可以请他来啊。
Then ask him to come in.
小孩子马上就坐得乖乖的。
And then the child will start behaving well.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要你的儿女长大了规规矩矩的听话做个好学生，从小就要让他认识耶稣。
If you want an obedient child, you want a child that grows up in the proper, with proper conduct, then you need to introduce Jesus to them as early as possible.
瘦几磅胖几磅有什么问题？
How they are doing physically, it's not that important.
真正要紧的就 Jesus 在哪里？
But the most important question is, where is Jesus?
所以圣经里的曾经 给我们一个提醒。
So the Bible scripture has gave us this, something to remind us.
我们要翻一下。
And we need to turn this.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章第三节。
Chapter 8 verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你立足所不认识的马拉赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
所以记得你的儿子女儿不是单靠吃得好就可以活得好，他们必须要懂得主的话。
So dear brothers and sisters, you must remember one thing is thatIt is not what they eat or how they are physically that automatically means that they have a good life. But more importantly, they need to know where Jesus is.
请你相信一个小孩子从小就可以知道怎么叫做信耶稣。
Trust this statement is that a child, even at a young age, knows what it means to rely on Jesus.
Elton, 我的大儿子他在教会里头很小的时候就要求受洗。
Elton, my eldest son, at a very young age, he asked to be baptized within the church.
当然我跟他的妈妈对这件事情要慎重的考虑。
And of course, myself and his mother, we sat down and we wanted to consider it seriously.
一方面我们当然心里很高兴，但是另外一方面我们讲这个小孩子到底懂不懂。
On one point, we were extremely excited, extremely happy, but the other side of the equation was that, does this child really understand?
所以我们就是对他考试了。
So we start testing him.
他是 Elton, 从小三四岁就在教会里长大的。
Elton, at the age of 3 or 4, he started growing up in church.
他那是个七岁。
At that time, at the age that he requested,the baptism was when he was 7.
你问到他圣经头头是道。
You ask him anything about the Bible, he was able to answer.
你问到他主耶稣基督的救恩，他比我还讲得清楚。
If you want to ask him about the salvation that comes from Lord Jesus Christ, he can explain it even more clearly than me.
所以你有什么办法说啊你还没信？
So how can you deny his faith?
所以就受洗了。
So he got baptized.
受洗之后我跟他妈妈去发现他的这个行为啊并不是那样子的好。
But after his baptism, my wife and I realized that Elton himself wasn't really behaving well.
我们就常常就提醒他。
So then we started constantly reminding him.
信耶稣必须要真实。
We said that to trust in the Lord, it has to be true.
两年之后
2 years later,
他又要求受洗。
2 years later, he asked to be baptized again.
哎，我们说 Elton, 受洗不是一个玩意。
And we told him that this is not just an exercise that you can do every once in a while.
你不能说是啊，今天高兴就受一次洗，然后等一等，心里面又感动又受一次洗。
You cannot be baptized every time you desire.
他的回答就是 Dad.上一次受洗是为了要让你跟妈妈高兴。
And his response was this, was Dad, Mom, last time the reason why I got baptized was so that you as parents will be happy.
我知道假如我受洗的话你跟妈妈会爱我。
Because I know that if I was baptized, then you and Mom will love me more.
其实我并没有真正的信主。
But at that time, I didn't truly believe in Jesus.
但是今天我可以告诉你我真信了。
But today I can tell you that I truly believe.
因为我在一个地方听到了一篇信息。
Because I heard the sermon.
我心里面实在是很痛心。
And it pierced my heart.
我知道这一次是千真万确。
I know that this time around it is true.
所以我 要请你啊，让我再受一次洗。
So I'm asking you that you allow me to be baptized one more time.
那我怎么办？
So what am I to do?
只有到台上公开的悔改，我叫孩子们也叫好。
So what I did was I came to the, came on the pulpit and I confessed to the people that I did not teach my child well.
因为人家讲朱长老在看什么？你这个儿子根本没有得救，就跑去受洗。
Because they would say that Elder Chu, what did you do with your, what did you teach your son that he, without him being truly saved, he got baptized?
但是感谢主，从那次以后，他再没有要求第三次受洗。
But I thank God that ever since that baptism, he hasn't asked for his third baptism.
所以弟兄姊妹，年轻人、小孩子是知道什么时候是真正相信的。
So dear brothers and sisters, a child knows when they truly believe.
一个做父母的，不要只是去关心儿女的饮食，要至少同样的关心你儿女对主耶稣基督的信心。
Not only as a parent, not only are you to care for the physical well-being of your child, but you also need to be concerned about the faith of your child.
一个真正爱儿女的父母。
A parent that truly loves his children, loves their children.
第一件事情，你就要带领他们认识耶稣。
The first thing is to teach them and lead them to Christ.
而且教导他们怎么样去信靠主，爱主。
And to teach them how to rely on God, to love God.
我觉得今天父母们所以不这样子爱他的儿女，因为他们自己还是糊里糊涂的。
And I think the reasons why parents do not do that is because they themselves are not very clear about their relationship with God.
你们做父母的问问自己好了。假如有一天你吃到一个好东西。
Here, as parents, one day if you come across something that tastes really, really good.
你的儿女在你的旁边，你是不是要省下来给你的儿女吃？
And if your child was sitting next to you, would you save it for your children?
假如他们不在，你还想法子把他留下来，等到你儿子女儿回来给他吃。
If they're not around, would you save some for them?
你关心他们吃，这么关心，为什么他们是不是有永生？你在认为这个可有可无。
If you are willing to share something so precious with physically with your children, why are you not concerned about their eternal well-being?
你能够对神讲，你是真正的爱神吗？
Can you truly say to God that you really love God?
你能够对你的儿女讲，我真正的爱你吗？
Can you truly say that you really love your children?
很多的父母恐怕儿女爱了主之后就不爱父母了。
Many parents are afraid that if their child loves God, they're no longer going to love them.
对不对？啊，儿女爱主，就爱主爱疯了，就什么也不顾了。
If a child becomes, loves God so much that he no longer loves parents, what's going to happen?
我有一个，我伯父有一个儿子，他比我大。
I have a cousin who's older than me.
抗战，中日胜利，抗战胜利之后，他回到我们家乡，江苏泰州。
After the Sino-Japanese War, he came home and we're from Jiangsu.
哎呀。他们一家都是信主的。
Their entire family are believers. It's a family of believers.
哦，尤其他回到了这个江苏的时候，我的这个哥哥跟他的一个小妹妹，两个人简直满口都是亚述。
And as soon as he returned home, back to Jiangsu, his brother and his sister continued to talk about Jesus.
常常有的时候我听到他。我这个哥哥跟他的爸爸讲，爸，你有这么多钱干什么？奉献给教会啊。
Oftentimes I hear this cousin of mine telling his parents that you're so wealthy, why don't you give some of it to the church?
我的伯父其实是个没有钱的人。
And the reality is my uncle was not really wealthy.
但是我这个叔伯哥哥，他是绝对相信所有的都要奉献。
But this cousin of mine believes that all that we have are we are to offer to God.
所以他的爸爸，我常常听到他爸爸就骂他。
So oftentimes I hear my uncle scolding this cousin.
这是你以为我还留着钱不奉献吗？
Do you really think that I am withholding some things and not offering to God?
我什么东西都奉献了，你怎么还在催我？
I continue to offer everything to God. Why are you constantly asking for more?
那我这个哥哥讲，哎，这个东西你不要，应该奉献了。
And so my cousin would say, if this thing, if you're not using it, why don't we offer it away?
哎呀，当我们看到这种人的时候，认为这种人是真信了。
And when we look at a person,Do we know that he's a true believer?
哪知道十年之后我这个大哥不只是信耶稣连佛这个老子什么都信了。
But who knows, 10 years later, about a decade later, not only does he believe in Jesus, he also believe in the Buddha.
我相信他死的时候他是信佛的。
I believe that when he died, he was a follower of Buddha.
我这个小妹妹从小就是耶稣耶稣现在根本就不信。
And this younger cousin of mine, she always was proclaiming Jesus, but today she no longer believes.
我的伯父是一个很好的很善良的一个人。
My uncle was a very good person, very compassionate.
从年轻的时候他就信主。
He became a Christian since he was young.
但是他在儿女的身上是一个大大的失败。
But in terms of teaching his children, he was a failure.
到了最后，儿女两个都不信。
At the very end, both his children did not believe.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你的儿子女儿在你家里长大了就一定会信。
So, dear brothers and sisters, don't believe just because your child grows up in a Christian household, automatically means that they will believe.
你有责任要把信耶稣这件事。清楚的仔细的讲给他们。
You have the responsibility of clearly explaining to them what it means to believe in Jesus.
从小就要他们信。
Since very young, you need to ask them to believe in Jesus.
一个真正信主跟爱主的人。
A person that truly trusts God and loves God.
必然要在凡事上按照神的心意来行。
In all things, he will do it according to God's will, God's desire.
要为着神的荣耀而生活。
They live for the glory of God.
这样子的，一个信主的人，请相信我，他必定是一个好的学生。
A Christian such as that will be a good student.
他必定是一个搞好的工人。
He will be a good employee, good worker.
他必定会是一个好的公民。
Be a good citizen.
也必然会是好的儿女。
And will be a good child.
你要你的儿女好，你要让他们信耶稣，这个是最稳妥的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you want your child to be good, then the fail-proof way is to have them believe in Jesus.
你给他吃，给他穿。他喜欢你，但是他不信耶稣，长大了他就会反叛。
You can give them all the things physically in terms of giving them good food, giving them good clothes that they want to wear, but if they grow up not knowing who Jesus is, they will eventually rebel against you.
一个真正信神的人，他凡事都要讨神的喜欢。
A true Christian will always live to please God.
他必定是要做一个好的儿女。
Then he or she will be a good child.
他必定要做一个出色的一个学生。
They will be a good student.
也必定会爱父母。
And they will love their parents.
那么有些父母啊，担心儿女会做传道。
A lot of parents are worried that their children might become pastors or ministers.
哎呀。不要太过分地强调信耶稣。
Don't overemphasize believing in Jesus.
小孩子那么重要，要读书，要这个要那个，你把他信耶稣，搞得变成一个耶稣迷。
As a child, they have so much responsibility. They need to study. They need to be educated. Let us not be over anxious of being a follower of Christ, of Jesus.
长大了以后。啊，不要变成提摩太啊。
As they grow older, they will not become a Timothy.
弟兄姐妹，请相信我，世界上的提摩太很少。
Dear brothers and sisters, there are not enough Timothys in this world.
你的儿子，你的女儿不一定被神看中。
Your child might not be chosen by God.
神并没有呼召全世界的人都来侍奉他。
God did not call all people in this world to serve him.
事实上，若是你的儿女真正的被神看中了，那是你的大福气。
In truth, if your child is chosen by God to serve him as a full-time minister, then that is a blessing to you.
你是真的吗？
And you might ask, is that true?
那做一个传道人的爸爸妈妈有什么喜乐可言呢？
What kind of joy as a father or parent of a pastor am I to have?
弟兄姊妹，世界上没有另外一个职业被全世界侍奉神更高尚。
There is nothing more high, and there is no better career than to be a full-time minister.
我并不是因为我今天做传道，所以我讲这个话。
I'm not making that statement because I'm a full-time minister.
我不是一个好的传道。
I'm not a good minister.
我在很多的地方，我盼望更能够合乎神的心意。
There's many things in my life I wish I will be able to live more pleasing for God.
但是我感谢神。他能够接纳我做他的仆人。
But I thank God that He has chosen me, allowed me to be His servant.
我相信我的父母，假如他今天在世的话，他们会为着我做神的仆人而高兴。
I believe that if my parents were still alive in this world today, they would be extremely happy that I became God's servant.
我没有钱。
I might not have money.
但是我会爱他们。
But I will love them.
他会发现这个儿子比世上那些有钱的儿女要更可爱。
They will realize that this son will be is better than those in the world that are rich.
我常常听到有些教会里面的父母们夸耀他们儿女的成就。
Oftentimes I go to churches, I hear people boasting about the success of their children.
我记得有一个姊妹在 Alhambra， 她讲我的女儿是 Harvard 跟 Stanford 的 PhD。
I remember we had a sister in at Alhambra Church, and she said that my daughter graduated with dual PhDs from Harvard and Stanford.
得了 PhD 之后又成为 MD。
And after obtaining her PhD, she became a doctor, physician.
现在在白加州开业。
And currently she has a clinic in Northern California.
很骄傲。
And she's very proud of her child.
她的名字也叫 Mary.
Her name was Mary too.
我说 Mary, 现在你的女儿很孝顺你吗？
And I asked, how does your daughter treat you?
她眼泪流下来。
And then she started shedding her tears.
他是很成功的医生。
She's a very successful physician.
但是他不关心他的寡母。
But she doesn't care for her widowed mother.
我也不靠他。
I don't need to rely on her.
我心里在想，你想靠他，靠不到啊。
And in my heart, I'm thinking that you want to rely on her, but she's not willing to allow you to rely on her.
儿女能干呢？儿女并不爱你呀。
The child might be very successful, but the child does not want to be with you.
事实很简单，那个女儿根本不信主。
And the truth is that this daughter never came to know Jesus.
信主的儿女一定会爱他的父母的。
A Christian will love their parents.
哎，我是讲真信主的啊。
I'm talking about real Christians.
今天假的基督徒蛮多的。
There's a lot of fake Christians out there.
我不承认那些是真基督徒。
And I don't consider them to be true Christians.
所以你不要来跟我争吵说，哎，我就知道有一个基督徒，他就不爱父母。
And don't come to me and bring out an example where this Christian doesn't love the parent.
我的答案就是，那个根本不是基督徒。
And my response will be, that person is not a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要怪基督徒有什么不好的品行。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't look at the the fall, the weaknesses of brother, of fellow Christians.
我大胆地讲一句，一个不爱这个父母的基督徒，绝不可能是真的基督徒。
And I can tell you this, a Christian that does not love Christians that do not love their parents are not true Christians.
一个不关心神的事工、神的名的人。
A person that doesn't care about the work of God and doesn't care about the ministry of God is not a true Christian. So do not use these people's behavior to criticize Christianity. So you need to look at true Christians, not look at Christians that are by name only. Look at their lives to determine, to have discernment on whether or not there is true faith. Though they might be able to clearly explain what they believe, but if they do not have behavioral changes, if they themselves in the way they live their lives, then they are probably not true Christians.
So, 亲爱的父母亲，你们要从小关心你儿女的信心，不要担心他信了神，入了迷就做传道，那是你的福气。
So dear brothers and sisters, dear parents, you need to share the gospel with your child. You need to allow them to love God, and do not worry that if they do later on become a full-time minister, that is not a curse, but rather that is a blessing.
那我想今天我就讲到这里，因为。很多弟兄姊妹都长老你讲太长了。
And today we will end here because I've heard brothers and sisters that says to me, Elder, you talk too long, you preach too long.
我是这是想把我肚子里头啊，通通都挖给你们，因为这样子我在神的面前没有亏欠。
I really want to share everything that I have on my heart because that way one day when I stand before God, I will not say that I did not do it.
但是我知道弟兄姊妹们更看重。
But I know brothers and sisters do care about lunch.
对不对？那是饭菜香喷喷的，叔叔在这里听你讲干什么？
Lunch smells good, and here we're listening to you.
好了，准时结束。
So we're ending on time.
第五节，我们下次啊，接着上面讲到五方面。
Verse 5, we will continue on verse 5. It talks about five characteristics.Earlier on, we only talked about two things, to love their husbands and to love their children. And there are five other aspects in which an older woman needs to teach a younger woman within the church. So, dear sisters, can you say that God doesn't love you? God desires that you become the perfect sister.Let us pray together. Lord, we thank you for your own words. That every word that proceeds from you opens our heart. Allow us to humble ourselves before you. Allow us to discern between true and false.
愿你的名永远被高举的荣耀。
May your name will always be lifted up on high and receive all the glory. Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God that through His own servant, He released His own message. And let us all turn to hymn number 313 as a response of hymn.313.
Oh, the way my Savior leads me, what have I I to rest beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? When He seems divine His comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.